I won't lie to you, I'm a huge fan of evolving websites over time rather than going through a series of periodic redesigns every few years. And this is something that I've written and talked about a lot in the past. But let me just briefly summarise my logic. Periodic redesigns are expensive because they almost always involve starting from scratch and scrapping previous work that's been done. Periodic redesigns also confuse users because so much change is all in one go. Site evolution, on the other hand, encourages users to regularly visit a site to check out any new improvements that might have been added, and it also ensures that a site is always running at peak efficiency, while redesigns only achieve this immediately after their launch. It's a pretty compelling argument, but I will not pretend it's without its problems. The biggest of these is that incremental improvements to a site do not have the same marketing opportunities as a larger relaunch. Launching a redesign is a great way of generating excitement both amongst existing users and new audiences. It's also an opportunity to breathe new life into a tired brand and encourage lost users to re-engage. Another major issue is the ongoing cost of continual site evolution. Although redesigns actually carry a higher one-off cost, these periodic ongoing costs seem more of a commitment to people than long-term management of a retainer with a web design agency can feel overwhelming. Site evolution works fine for larger organisations who have in-house web teams, but does that translate to smaller organisations who are reliant on a third-party supplier? From my perspective, this is a really quite a knotty, challenging issue, and I'm not 100% sure of where I come on this one. I have some clients that happily work with us to implement an ongoing program of development, while others seem really reluctant to do it. With that in mind, I want to propose it as a topic that we discuss on the podcast. So our topic is, this house proposes that site evolution is only appropriate for companies with in-house web teams. Personally, I think I still lean towards site evolution, but I do have some doubts, and I would be really interested to know what you think. What side of the fence do you sit on, and in what situations do you think that site evolution works? Let's hear what you've got to say in the comments on the blog.